you and I had talked about the fact that August Alsina had come out and said that he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith, but not an affair, that he had asked Will Smith permission to have sex with his wife because they allegedly have an open marriage, right? Mm-hmm. We heard that.
Right.
Now we're finding out that Jada did have an affair with August Alsina. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of us knowing they're in an open marriage, because for some reason they're not comfortable with that anymore. They used to tell us about it left and right. Now they don't like it anymore. Now they're claiming they were on a secret break, which I do not believe.
So you don't think they were on a break. You think they were still married and this happens all the time.
I think they have an open marriage, and for some reason now they're embarrassed by it, and there's some reason why they don't want us to know about this. They've decided to take back their "we're an open marriage" narrative, and now they're going with, "No, we're married, we're life partners, everything's great. Oh, we were on a break then, that's why she can have an affair," which I don't buy. I'm sorry, because so far she denied it even happening to begin with, and then she said it did happen. August Alsina has had the same story the whole time. He hasn't changed his story.
Right.
So I believe that he did ask Will Smith's permission. I believe Will Smith said, "Go with God," and that was it.
We were on the break! And for the record, it took two people to break up this relationship.
Yeah, you and that girl from the copy place.
Yeah, I believe it happened to Ross and Rachel. I don't believe it happened to Will and Jada. I don't think they were on the break.
I think they probably had a fight.
An entanglement.
Yes.
Entanglement. Yes. I got to remember that.
Yes, it was a relationship. Absolutely. I was in a lot of pain, and I was very broken. In the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to feel good. It had been
she's
so
a great actress.
Long since I felt good.
I'm going to get you back.
I think we're good on that, okay?
Hey! Golden Globe!
Okay, yeah, that's
good acting
true.
Right there.
25 years and counting.
We ride together.
We die together.
Bad marriage for life.
Okay, I mean, if that isn't the most rehearsed, I don't buy any of that for a second. I don't know why they're suddenly afraid to tell us in an open marriage. I feel like when they were younger, it was like cool and hip. And now that they're getting older, they seem to think that that says something negative about them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. And also, here's the thing I want to know, Anthony. Why do they keep telling us about this? Who's asking?
The whole world, because we want to know. I want to know.
About Jada and Will?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
you care that much about Jada and Will?
Yeah, I mean, they are royalty when it comes to celebrity.
Oh, no, they're 100% royalty, but they've been telling us for years in an open marriage.
But now you can hook up with Will Smith, though. You've been wanting to do that for a while.
I know. He's always been, like, on my list. Mm-hmm. Always. And when I first heard that there's a possibility there's an open situation there, yeah, I don't know that I'm his type, but then again, you know, if he's lonely one night and I'm lonely one night,
he could call you.
It's not about type. It's about availability.
So if you just happen to be there when he's lonely one night, then maybe.
You know what the funniest thing is? I remember a couple years ago, I was out in the Hamptons and I was having dinner at some like she restaurant there with some friends of mine. And Will Smith was having dinner two tables away with, I don't know, people I'd never seen before. I'm assuming. I heard about it later in Page Six that it was like his manager, his agent, like business people. And one of them got a phone call, got up and walked out and took the phone call. The next one got a phone call, got up and took a phone call. The third one, phone rang, got up, took a phone call. They left Will Smith sitting at the table by himself. And we looked over at him and he just shrugged his shoulders and looked at us like, "What are you going to do?"
And you should have said, "Me."
I know, at the time I was like, "Oh, you mean who are you going to do?"
So let's say for giggles that this isn't an open relationship, that they were on a break and she did this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now he's learning about it really the same time we are. Does that give him now a free pass to hook up with Margot Robbie or who? Because he's done a lot of movies with Margot Robbie. I mean, he could hook up with her if he likes.
You're asking, do two wrongs make a right?
Right. Should he now cash that card in?
No, I think it's better not to. You always want to have the moral high ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you can always hold it over them. the minute that you then do the same thing, you know, if you have a fight about it, if you're upset about it, also because he wouldn't be having an affair with somebody else because he truly wants to, he'd be doing it as revenge. And look, look, I'm not above. If he wants to have revenge sex, I'm here. Hello. Cooper Lawrence right here. Yeah. Totally available.
Cooper Lawrence, Margot Robbie, Cooper Lawrence, which one shall I call?
I'm just saying, I don't care from my perspective, but from him, for the two of them, if they ever get into it again, you want to have the moral high ground and not be able to have the other person say, well, you did it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So you say don't.
I say don't. What do you say?
I say, heck yeah. Throw a party. Call Leonardo DiCaprio because he's on a boat right now with 15 women and say the helicopter is going to be landing on the third deck of your boat.
Right.
Make room for me. I'm on my way. Me and Martin Lawrence, we got nothing else going on. We're going to attack your boat and go to town because it's game on. Because she said, yeah, I hooked up with the guy. Entanglement.
I love it. That's how she phrases it. It's an entanglement. That's so good. It's like, did you have an affair? Well, I had an entanglement.
Yeah, we don't know what that means.
Oh, that's a great word. I'm going to use that from now on.
I know. Yeah, so when your boyfriend said, did you cheat on me? No, I just...
No, it was just an entanglement.
Right. So it really wasn't anything.
That sounds kind of dirty. Like, it's like, if did you have sex with the person? Well, I had an entanglement. Really? Like, who entangled who?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It definitely sounds like some kind of BDSM. Like, yeah, an entanglement sounds a little dirtier and a little more intense than an affair. Like, an affair feels like something you know, woohoo, we're having an affair. And it's, you know, you just drink some champagne and throw up some balloons and, you know, have a little sex. An entanglement feels more like a... I mean, you had to plan that.
And it went on for 4 days. Sting was there teaching you how to do things. I mean, it just went on.
Entangled.
Yeah. I mean, really entangled. So I think I'd rather her say we had sex than entanglement. Because
we had sex sounds like we did it once. It was a mistake. It was terrible. I'll never do it again. Entanglement sounds like you planned, you prepared, it was catered.
Yeah. Farm animals, all that. It was on. And you didn't wear clothes for a month.
Right.
You know, sex is just like I was on my back. He was on top. It went on for 3 minutes.
Right. It happened. It was over. And then I got a sandwich.
Right. But I don't think that's what she did.